Radio Manchester.
So, imagine discovering your relative was the first person of his faith to be buried in this county. Mohammed Yassin Halabi was the first Muslim known to be buried in Manchester in 1902. Zina El Dabs joins me to tell us the story. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. So, first of all, how are you related to Mohammed?
Well, Mohammed is the brother of my great-grandfather. So, quite far away, mm-hmm. actually. He's the only brother of my great-grandfather.
And how did you find out he was the first Muslim to be buried here?
Well, actually, it was around lunch. I was talking to my father, and we happened to discuss about a descendant of ours who was buried in Manchester, which my father knew because he studied here in the 1950s. And I was quite, the story inspired me, and I wanted to find out where he was. He knew it was in Southern Cemetery mm-hmm. in Manchester, Didsbury, but couldn't remember where it was. And they knew there was a kind of a Turkish hat on the grave, and that quite intrigued me, you know, inspired me. I thought I had to find out where it was.
So how do you find out with all, and there must be hundreds of thousands of graves in Southern Cemetery, how do you go about finding out where one specific grave is?
Well, that's how when I came back, so home, back to Manchester because I was away. When I came back, I thought the first phone call, I phoned my friend who has some relatives here, and she said, she didn't really know how to that, but she said maybe you should look for the records. So I looked on the internet and I found the burial records, and I put his name down, but the way I spelled it was with an I. That's how we spell it usually. I couldn't find anything. So they said on the internet that you should, if you don't find anything, then you should go to the Manchester Library for the microfilm records. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I put it in my mind, and I had to delay it for about a month because I was so busy and I didn't have the chance to go down to Manchester. Then one day an opportunity came. I went to Manchester Library. That was the first time I went into the library. I was so impressed by the organization. And they took me to the microfilm section, many members of my family were sure that he was he passed away in 1920, about that date. That's what everyone said. So I got the first film, which was 1901 to 1920, and the second one, 1920 to 1940. So I had to look through all this, which you imagine.
Yeah.
When the lady helped me, the staff, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the records.
Yeah.
It's like a very tiny writing, in black. And it's quite long. You have to sift through all the dates. And as everyone had said, it was about 1920. When I started looking, I thought, oh my God, this is going to take me ages. And it's like so difficult to read. You have to go near the screen. And you have like a fast forward and a forward button so you can sift through quicker. So I looked 1901 and I was looking. I thought, oh my God, you have to look at all the deaths. So, yes, I wanted to say that there were three sections in the cemetery. So you have nonconformists, you have Church of England, and you have, I think, Roman Catholics. So I chose the nonconformists. And as I was looking through, I said, no, he mustn't be in 1901 or these dates. So I skipped forward to 1905. So I think I have missed it because he was, I found out I had missed the date. Anyway, I kept on looking for 2 hours until I reached 1920. And then I told the lady, sorry, I'll have to come another day for mm-hmm. the next. I thought it wasn't the other film. So when I went home, I thought about it. I was puzzled. I'm thinking, how am I going to get about it? I have to go another time to the library and do all this. So someone reminded me that evening that there is an office at the Southern Cemetery. So why don't you call them? So that night, I looked on the internet. I found the number. And in the morning, you know, I just phoned the Southern Cemetery, and the first person who answered, I said, I'm looking for the grave of my relative. And he said, yes, how do you spell his name? I spelled it. He said, I can't find it in the archives. So he said, then I thought to myself, should I mention this fez or Turkish hat, or, you know, maybe I should. So I just said, there's a kind of a Turkish hat. He said, Turkish hat? 1 minute, let me see. There's someone who came here 2 months ago looking for the first Muslim grave.
Wow.
And in fact, you're not spelling it right. It's spelled... they told me that. In fact, that's how we spell it there. But it's spelled, you know, when they buried him, they spelled the other way with a Y. I said, really, you know, that's his name, Muhammad Yasin Halabi. He said, that's right. And he said, he's not dead in 1920. He passed away in 1902.
Oh.
I was like puzzled. I was like amazed that so long ago, 115 years ago.
Let me ask you an odd question. While you were going through all those names and all those people, what were you thinking? Because each and every one of those was somebody's life.
Exactly. I was thinking, and each one of them, I was amazed at the records. It was all, can you imagine, from 1901 to 1920, it's the same handwriting. I couldn't believe it. They keep the same kind of script, and it's a long record. So you see where they're born, what kind of work they used to do, what was their profession, their address. And even the person who answered me, Cliff, actually, at the cemetery, he said he's a merchant. So they knew his job.
Wow.
So I was thinking, so many people passed away, so many people died, you know, so many unknown names. And I was thinking, this is incredible. Yes, it made me think a lot, and it made me think of what we're doing on this earth. And, you know,
we have 1 minute left.
Yes. And I want to say, yes, that he was born in the city of Damascus on his grave, it said. And in fact, that was when we look at the new wave of Syrians who came to Manchester now from refugees, and there's many doctors, many businessmen. He was a merchant, and he had a very successful textile business. And that brings us to the center of Manchester, which was a center of textiles.
Mm.
And in fact, he exported a lot of goods from Manchester, which shows that, you know, there was quite a lot of trade going from Manchester here, and there's a few Syrians like him who did that kind of trade.
There is something coming up on BBC Radio Manchester in the next week that you're involved in, which is where we're talking about friendships across divides.
Mm-hmm.
And you're from Didsbury Mosque.
That's right.
And Ivy Church has struck a friendship with Didsbury Mosque, and it's all started with it's Hug a Muslim Day.
Yes.
It was a totally made up thing, but it broke the ice, and you're all friends. Listen, can I thank you very much indeed for coming in to speak to us? Look forward to that feature when it comes up in the next week. Zeina El Debs, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. And also, I've decided to build a well, a well built in his name in Africa.
Uh-huh.
For refugees there. So if you'd like to donate for this well, it's on my donate page.
Oh, right.
Fundraiser Zeina El Debs, and it will help many people get water. Thank
you. Zeina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.